You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to the unofficial Elder Scrolls podcast. I'm your host as rarely as we would like recently, but Pylon and Doc and Doc's cat are here.
Yeah, he's on my lap for people who can't see. He's a big old boy.
For all of our audio listeners, you are missing out because there is a fluffy cat on screen, and that's really all that matters right now.
And he's a big happy boy right now, too.
So that's the show. We're just going to watch the cat for the rest of the episode. No, I'm kidding. We've got an awesome show for you tonight. We got a lot to talk about. So many things going on around here. We're going to do it a little bit different because it's just Doc and I for this one. And we want to give a little update because it's been 3 months since we've had an episode. We had the Skyrim anniversary. So that was on November 11th. And that was the last episode we had because it's been an absolute gong show.
Because then we had the Extra Life event, and yeah. I think that was it.
And we didn't do a podcast with that. We just had the... Yeah, we didn't do the podcast after Extra Life. So yeah, it's been a minute. Oh, your cat's so cute. Your cat looks almost identical to my cat, Rosie, too. They would be friends, I bet.
He's my big boy.
Rosie's our small cat. Samson's our big cat, but... So we also want to talk about the teaser that we've seen, which is really, really exciting. I've been super hyped for that, but we figured we're just going to go on, have a little chat and a talk. We won't do all the different segments that we normally do. We're just going to go through. So starting with, we wanted to give an update on the podcast itself because it's been so long since we've done one and they've been so irregular for a while. The first reason is that Doc and I have not been healthy at the same time or had our children healthy at the same time since October.
Yeah.
Listen to Doc.
Yeah, just listen to my voice. And if you need any proof, it's that I'm dying, you guys. So
Doc's not actually dying because I feel like that's a thing that could actually be happening. No. It made me sad thinking about it now. If people are wait, there's an announcement that Doc's dying. No, Doc is not actually dying.
Before Christmas, and now I have laryngitis, which is great.
The dream.
My voice refuses to come back, and it's been super fun. So yeah.
And you got laryngitis about 2 weeks after I had laryngitis for a week.
Yeah.
Because I also got sick before Christmas, and it was brutal. So that's probably the main reason the podcast has just taken so long to come back. But the other kind of announcement, which is heartbreaking and exciting for me, is this is also going to be my last episode hosting the podcast because I've got a new job recently.
Yeah, he does.
I actually started a new job on Tuesday of this week, working with the community engagement team on Alienware.
Woo!
So I've got my Alienware chair behind me now, which is exciting. But yeah, so if anybody remembers Adana, who's been on the show a number of times, working with Adana over there, kind of building out the Alienware Arena.com website. But because of that, I'm not going to have any free time to be able to go through and work on the podcast, do all the things on the podcast. But that's not to say the podcast is going away, because Doc's gonna take over.
Hi.
So Doc's been co-hosting for a while, or over a year now anyways. So it's not going to be a huge change, and I'm still going to be coming back. I'll be around. I'm still going to be in the community. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. I just won't be able to produce the podcast anymore. It's a surprising amount of work, I'll be entirely honest. There's so much, like, I'm going to help Doc for a long time, at least even with, like, the technical sides of stuff, making sure that the podcast and how to get it all to the right spot. We'll have to let Madagon know that his wish finally came true.
I know.
That Doc's taking Where's over the Maddie? Podcast. Yeah, let's get Maddie. We need to get Maddie on here.
We need to get Maddie over here.
No, so this will be my last episode of hosting, but it won't be the last time you guys see me, I'm sure. Unless Doc's like, no, I never want to see Pylon again.
No, I already told him that he's basically just going to be a guest all the time. So he's basically going to be on the show even more than he was as a host, is basically what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm hoping you'll also be able to find me over on the Alienware side. I should be doing some stuff over there. So I really hope, and I'm going to be bugging people to come join me and signing up for Arena, AlienwareArena.com. I'm just shameless post right now, because why not? I still have the platform for one more day. I can say whatever I want. But no, so I hope people will still hang out with me. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/pylon. Yeah. I'm still over there. I'll still be playing ESO all the time. Probably more, actually, because the other thing with being sick and having sick kids all the time is I had no time to play games at all for the past month, like really since the Extra Life event was the last time I got to like sit down until the last week I got more time to play again, but until then it was the last time I actually got to sit down and play games because kids are awake all night when they're sick. It's the, and you're exhausted, so you're like, that's brutal having like this. Now just we're changing this to the unofficial parenting podcast because you're like, kids are awake all night long. And then you have to work all day. And then you get your kids sleep while you're working because they'd be upstairs sleeping and I'd be working. And then they'd be awake again at night because they're sick and they're up and they're coughing and stuff. So it's like I got no sleep for a few weeks there and like trying to run the podcast. Yeah, Doc's clearly still suffering from that.
Yeah, sorry. Guys, if you can't hear me, I apologize.
I will warn everybody, though. It'll probably take Doc and I a little bit to figure out how the format's going to change and things like that. So there'll still be a little bit of a hiatus. Hopefully by the global reveal time, there should be some regularity, but there'll be a couple of weeks. And like, again, I'm still going to be here. I'm going to be helping Doc. I'll be in chat probably as many nights as I can.
I'm going to be bugging him even more than before.
For sure. It'll be like, hey, how do I do this?
Do this?
Yeah. So really excited about that. So it's going to be fun changes for me. I'm sad to leave. The podcast has been like my little baby for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
So it'll be sad to leave, but I think I'm leaving it in great hands. I'm not too worried that Doc's going to think, and I'm still going to be around. You guys aren't getting rid of me that easy. I'm still over on the Discord.
I'll still be doing workout streams every now and again.
I promise I will be back for workout streams.
I'm not doing them. I'm just telling you all that right now.
I think viewership would go like through the roof if we switched from me doing them to you doing them, but that's a...
Yeah. I just can't grow a mustache. So.
Sure. Yeah.
We could do like a team thing. Ooh, we could do like you do it on your end and I'll do it on my end at the same time. Ooh. And it'll totally not be a sync at all, but it'd be hilarious.
It'll be coordinated.
I would do that. Yes, we'll try it. Yes.
Good news that piled me onto the stream. Yeah, my Blades workout streams will never die. Don't worry about that. No. I'm also probably, again, I could do it as myself. I don't want to do it as USP. I'm probably going to be streaming over on twitch.tv/pylon every once in a while as well. Sometimes, but I will promise you right now, there will be no regularity involved in that right now. I'm not going to be able to have like a set schedule for the longest time. That's just going to be whenever I'm playing a game and fun and just kind of want to hang out and chat with people. So I'll still be over there. I'll still be watching the streams and you'll still be able to find me all around UASP. So don't worry about that.
And I'm also planning on starting to hopefully stream like maybe once a week or something, hopefully within like in the next month or so, and start doing that as well. Just once we start figuring out all this other stuff with the podcast and stuff, because that was something I wanted to do in the new year as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Once her voice has healed.
Once my voice is healed. Yes.
Actually, no, Doc's 100% healthy. She's just really, really sad. and her voice just keeps breaking.
I just kept
just fighting back the tears
so much that I lost my voice because I was so upset.
Oh man, it's fun. It's fine. Everything's fine. But yeah, that's also basically my like updates of what I've been up to. It was a long interview process. I've been going through this for a couple of months now, which has also kind of been like when you're going through interviews and working, trying to like get everything on top. Like it's just been so much on my plate that I haven't been able to get to the podcast, had to suffer for a little bit. And that's why I'm like, you know what, Doc is the best place for this podcast to go. So there'll still be lots of content. There'll still be things going on. So don't worry. We all still love Elder Scrolls, but we're just going to make some changes. I think some of the format might change up, but we'll make it work.
Totally.
So now that my voice is crapping out, Doc, do you want to go over the ESO news?
Yes, if I can. We will see. So we are having a global reveal event where we're not. You know, Zoss is, but they're doing their global reveal event for all of you guys who hopefully was able to see the teaser that they posted yesterday on Twitter. But it was pretty awesome. But they didn't give away anything. But mark your calendars for January 27th at 3 p.m. Eastern on the Bethesda Twitch channel. That's what we're going to find out what ESO has in store for us this year. They're going to go through what their next chapter is going to be and just some of the DLCs and everything, kind of like what they've done for the last few years.
I missed the in-person events so much.
I was so sad that they said it was going to be on Twitch again. I was like, no.
I was like, yay, global reveal. No, it's not a chance to go. But again, like, I don't know about you guys. We're in lockdown up here again. Like, there's no way I'd be able to travel to one if there was one. Which is kind of sad. Like E3 got canceled today too. Like that's another big event. That's kind of, there used to be ESO announcements during E3, but that got canceled and moved.
Did
E3
get canceled this year?
The in-person side of it got canceled. There's going to be another, there's going to be another on on stream version of it, but there won't be.
Oh, because I know
like what they did last year.
Right now is still a thing.
I will bet this bottle of Coke beside me that it is canceled within the next 2 weeks for PAX East. Oh. I can't see it. It's like what April is supposed to be? End of April?
Yeah,
or May,
it's supposed to be at the end of April this time.
Like, I can't see. It's just like one of those things that's going to be like, everyone's like getting so hyped up. They're like, yay, 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 no. So it's good on, I'm glad to see ZeniMax saying, you know what, let's keep everybody safe and do it online. Like, it's the responsible thing to do.
It makes sense, yeah.
If they didn't, they'd be get blasted.
Yeah.
If they tried to do an in-person event right now, I think that would be way worse for them and their brand than anything else. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay, wild speculation time, go. What do we think this chapter reveal is going to be based on the teaser we've seen? I'll post the link to it in chat in case anybody hasn't seen it. I was going to try to embed it, and I don't think I'm going to be able to make it work to play so that everybody can actually hear it. So
we do have the links. Go ahead and look it up, guys. It's a cool teaser. Until I saw the teaser, I had a theory. Like, of course, you know, everyone's talking about, you know, they want it to be like the Malmer.
Oh, Malmer playable race would have been like.
That would have been cool.
I don't think. I'm still of the theory. It's never going to happen. They don't want to change out that. Like, I don't know if Bethesda would let ZeniMax change the playable races. Or like ZeniMax Online, like Zoss. I don't know if Bethesda would be like, hey, that's okay to do. Like, I don't, to like change that like nine race paradigm.
Yeah.
9 plus Imperial. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, why is my brain like, brain's like, I'm like 9? That's not the right number now.
Yeah. Energy Mint.
But yeah, Mauner would have been awesome. But like, we see them step off with that Breton heavy armor. At the end, I think we're going to get a pretty Breton heavy.
I'm cool with it.
Which is interesting based on all the rumors of what the Elder Scrolls 6 is going to be. Because that seems to also be like that kind of area. So I'm interested to see what it is. I was hoping for like Yakuta.
Yeah.
My brain is still in real rough shape, apparently, because it's been so long. But I think Yeah, more Brett and Lore, always a good time, because they've kind of got shafted a little bit, I would say.
Yeah, they have, actually.
But yeah, so I think we're going to be seeing... what was I thinking? What was my... I was thinking Iliac Bay kind of thing.
I have to look at the map.
Yeah. I'm looking at the maps right now. I'm actually pulling this up.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that kind of area there would be interesting that we could kind of see, but... I see in chat, Cannabis Nom Nom says, my theory is that this chapter will be the segue for the Elder Scrolls 6 announcement. You think we're going to get an Elder Scrolls 6 announcement this year?
Well,
I would be,
think about it. I would be, I wouldn't be super, super shocked because Starfield comes out this year.
Yeah, but you don't think they're going to, I know Starfield comes out this year. It's super exciting.
Which mean, it's pretty much done, you know,
but like, they're not going to overrun, like Starfield comes out in November, right? They're not going to steal hype from Starfield to announce Elder Scrolls.
Oh, that's true. Unless they maybe do it next at the end of the year.
Or late next year.
Well, because if this is a year long.
True. Thing, it will end in like January.
Yeah. So if it's a year long event, like it's been.
Yeah.
Then by the end of Starfield, releases on November. And then we always do our next chapter wrap up in December, beginning of January timeframe. So that would be plenty of time for them to then move on and be like, well, Starfield is here. Now, guess what, guys? The wait is finally over. Here's a teaser for Elder Scrolls coming out in 2050.
So... Maybe 2050. Maybe. Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. I feel like we're still a few years out from Elder Scrolls 6 and they're going to want to, I don't think they're going to want to have as long of a lead up to knowing exactly what it is and waiting for people to get, like, they don't want a cyberpunk. They don't want everybody being like this.
Right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hype, 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 hype. Disappointed. Like they want to be like, here's what it is. Here's what it looks like. It's coming out in a year.
So
yeah. I think that's what we'll see, but what are you thinking?
I don't know. Breton sounds good. So I had like a crazy theory before they released teaser.
Last year, our theory, what was it that Hyperpixie came up with that Abner Tharn was going to be resurrected. So
yes, which I'm not over that. Like I still think Abner Tharn's going to come back.
I think he's going to come back. He was going to be resurrected by a necromancer.
Because listen, he had to take a vacation to be Doc Ock. Okay. I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that. I accept it.
I haven't seen Spider-Man yet. Don't say anything.
All right, I'm not spoiling anything. It's in the trailer.
I can't go to the movie theaters. They're closed.
But there's a trailer for the movie.
I'm saying, how do
it's
I go
out
see
everywhere?
I'm just saying, how do I go see Spider-Man when the movie theaters are closed? Nobody thought this through for me.
I'm so sorry. Maybe they'll release it early, like on.
I really hope Disney on like Plus. Disney Plus or something. Well, it's a Fox one, isn't it? I don't know.
Well, yeah, it is Sony. It's Sony. So, but they're connected with Disney, obviously, because it is Tom Holland and he's with the Marvel.
I don't know how. Stuff, I don't know if it'll be on. It'll probably be on Disney Plus, but either way, I want them to release it so that I can see it. And I don't. Yeah, and without watching like some like pirated cam version that's like someone in a movie theater. Like,
no, you want to see it. Like, seriously, like. I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm just going to say I saw it in the theater twice and I cried like a baby both times. And I'm not ashamed. Not one bit. It was worth it. So that's it. But Abner Tharn, I'm still not ruling that out. However, I believe, or at least what I was thinking when they, you know, when they did the first teaser where it was just like the waters, right? And everyone's freaking out about it and everything, you know, going Marimer and everything. And what are these boats and blah, 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 blah. And we didn't see anything else. And everyone was saying pretty much the same thing. And I was thinking, what if the waters is more like, it's like a play off words or something. And, you know, so I have not hidden this, but I definitely believe that Meridia we're gonna be dealing with Meridian.
Oh, we have to at some point.
So
the lead up for that has been what, 4 years now?
Yeah, since Somerset.
Yeah.
So I have been doing a little bit of deep digging. Ooh. And what was it I looked up a little bit? So because I have not pretended to know this, guys, I don't know lore very well. I don't. And so I have to look up stuff like all the time. So
I mean, that's how you learn.
Yeah, but I'm not a lore person. Like, I just don't know lore like so many other people do. And so I was like, okay, I want to know more about the colored rooms. So I started looking up the colored rooms. So I went on the UESP wiki, shout out, and started looking up the colored rooms. And which then, what was it? I'm going on the page right now. Where was it? Because it starts talking about the history, and then, where was it? And there was, well, so there's a book apparently that talks about, oh, here we go. So in the history, well, part of it says the half-alien king, Umaril the Unfeathered, was defeated by Pelennol Whitestrake in the First Era and was cast adrift in the waters of Oblivion. Having made an alliance with Meridia, granting him immortality, he spent many thousands of years reforming in the colored rooms before he could return to Mundus. So I just thought those words were interesting. We're ending a year of basically where it was kind of like bringing Oblivion kind of to a full, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, and they even had some playoff of Oblivion. And then they're having the whole waters thing. And so I was like, interesting. And, you know, and this is probably like way out there, but our crates right now, they kind of look colored roomsy themed. Yeah. And I have thought that since I saw them. Like that they kind of have like very colored rooms look to them. And, you know, sometimes they release crates to kind of go with the theme of the chapter. You know what I mean?
No, they usually do.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, that's really interesting. And so I was like, are they now? And this is part of my scholarly pursuits. I have not touched Deadlands at all. Like I have not gone in there at all, but I did finish Blackwood. But so I don't know where Deadlands leads. So please don't spoil it. Anybody in chat,
I haven't finished it yet either. So don't worry.
I haven't touched it. I have know nothing. So I'm very curious what this this DLC chapter is, which I'm hoping to start this week. Because I would like to finish it before the reveal event so that I can have even more theories. But anyway, that's kind of like just the waters of Oblivion and then colored rooms and everything. And we've been waiting for Meridia.
And there's the storm too of like they go through the storm. Yeah. And everything. So the interesting thing with that theory is I think it was Rich posted or sent a tweet. Or I can't remember if he posted on the forums or a tweet and said like, it's not where everyone's thinking. I gotta remember what he said. I'm gonna see if I can find it. But he says basically said like, it's not what everybody is thinking. And I was like,
dude, if you're right, flip.
Yeah.
Guys, save this clip. Save what I'm saying. Because if it's right, then I want it on record that I was right.
Yeah, we're calling this the Doc Theory. This will be officially known from now on as the Doc Theory. Is that we're going to the colored rooms and that's where everything actually is.
And we're
going to
deal with Meridia and whatever the Waters of Oblivion, which is a book in Skyrim, by the way, and that you can find, because I actually looked that up too, because then I was like, ooh, what is the Waters of Oblivion, which is also listed in the UESP, just so you know.
I'm trying to find the quote from Rich that says it's not where, but
I feel like people's ideas of like the Marimer or the sea or whatever just seem like too simple a theory. But then again, you know, sometimes people use the most simplest of theories to throw people off, because then other people will be like, oh, that's too simple. And so then they think, don't think about it. And so I don't know. Now I feel like I'm going in circles. Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. So we'll find out more at the global reveal event. That's going to be super exciting.
So this is a lore book in Skyrim. Well, I guess it's just a lore book, period. And it's called The Waters of Oblivion. And this is what it is. 120 numbered ages in the void, the fated folk had grown deep schooled in evil. Then the bright gods resolved to punish those faithless spirits and shattered the unruly caitiffs, those huge unholy scathers, loathsome to the light. They repented exceedingly that they had gazed upon oblivion and seen there the first of dark kin, and welcomed them as brothers and sisters. The principalities of victory beheld how great was the wickedness of the wayward spirits, and saw that they were bold in sin and full of wiles. They resolved then to chasten the tribes of Daedra and smite Darkkind with hammer and hand. But ever shall darkness contest the light, and great were the powers that breathed the void and laid waste upon one another. And no oath might bind them, so deep were they in envy and perfidy. For once the portals are opened, who shall shut them upon the rising tide? Waters of Oblivion. That, like, with the dark and the light and everything. I'm sorry. I'm sticking to my theory.
The only issue with that, though, is in the year-end, Matt Farrer's year-end note that he wrote, is that they said they're not going to be focusing on a big world-ending threat. They wanted it to be more on political and subterfuge themed.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that I could see. That's why it's like, maybe. I like that theory. Anyways, I want to play that game. Even if this isn't it, let's just like pitch that. Be like, this is the next one.
Or even if it's not like a big theory or big focus, but it just has stuff to do with it.
Or because it might even be the breadcrumbs leading up to that too.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah. What do you got?
I don't know. I think Breton. I think we've got High Rock is going to be what most of it we're going to see.
I'd be fine with that.
I'd also be super fine with that. I like the idea of taking a step back from like the world's ending, the save the world from oblivion, like doing like those little, like, remember the Thieves Guild quests? Those were awesome. Like, that's really, I'm really feeling that. Like, that's kind of like what I'm like digging, and I'm also just super excited to see what features we get, like what kind of new systems, what new features, like I understand with this one why like they scaled back a little bit because of all the performance changes and because of COVID and things like that, so we didn't get like the new class, but like I love that stuff, like that stuff would be so fun, so I'm excited to see what new things they bring, and if it's water combat, I'm super in.
Ooh,
let me have a boat. Let me have a galleon that I can.
Interesting. That would be cool.
Yeah,
that would
Sea of Thieves cool. and ESO.
I do believe that we'll get more companions. I definitely believe we'll get more companions this year.
I think companions have been well received enough that we're going to keep getting them.
Yeah. Fix PvP. Yeah, they're never gonna do that. I'm just kidding.
They're trying. They're working on it.
They are trying. They've done so much, but but that's the global. Do you have anything more that you think theory wise?
That's all I've got global? For now, but
yeah. Okay. Other news for ESO is they did release a January Crown Store showcase. We'll get a new free painting, which is, looks super dope. I like when they do the free paintings. I'm kind of over the little statuette things because I basically have no more room in my home
those.
So a lot of them don't even get to be shown off because there's just too many of them. I love paintings, though. I love them. There's new motifs and outfit weapon styles. They're bringing the Rueful Axe weapon style, and that'll be available from January 5th to the 10th. They're bringing Baron Zadra's arms pack, January 19th through the February 17th, which it actually looks pretty cool.
We've got I'm going to save Doc's voice for a minute. The Doctrine Ordinator arms pack, January 24th to the 31st. I love the Ordinator sets. Like, that's just my Morrowind love in there. Everglome Champion armor pack coming back from January 27th to February 3rd. The Fork of Horripilation, January 31st to February 3rd. And the Crimson Oath motif style book is available in the Crown Store. And you can now get it from Dreadcellar from the final boss.
That's exciting. My friend just got one yesterday.
Nice.
It definitely drops. I can confirm.
We also got the Buoyant Armiger motif coming back January 18th to the 24th. A bunch of costumes are coming back, including everybody's favorite, the Shrike's Nocturnal Frock for all you thirsty listeners out there. And the Aurora Knight for all our... Is that a Darian
skin? Costume.
Yeah, I'm going to call it just the Darian skin. It's basically... Yeah. So for the other thirsty.
That's the other reason. Not to go back, but I'm totally going back. That's another reason why I think we're going to... Darian's coming back, guys. I'm not letting him go.
Okay, let's go back for a second. I could really see another Meridia getting her fingers involved in politics in the chapter. Being like, and like pushing buttons, and then like Darian's like kind of being like, help, kind of thing. I can see this. Okay, Doc, I'm getting on board with the Meridia more and more.
A part of me is just pure wishful thinking, because I've just been waiting and waiting for Darian to come back. So I'm not even ashamed, but I really, really do believe that Darian is going to come back. And I just find it interesting that before the reveal event, we're getting Psijic Vault crates back, and we're getting the Aurora Knight. And I'm just saying, I think this is very interesting.
Uh-huh. I like it. So the Psijic Vault crates are coming back. Daedric War Celebration.
Yeah. What is that? I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder if that's... The Daedric War was the Somerset, what was it? Somerset, Elsewhere. Why? My mind is broken.
Greymoor?
No, was it Greymoor? No, Greymoor wasn't Daedric War. Greymoor was after the Daedric War. What was the one in the middle? Elsewhere, Somerset, was it?
Somerset. And then Elsewhere.
Why is my brain so broken? Okay, we have base game, and then Morrowind, and then was Somerset right after Morrowind? What, Morrowind part of the Daedric War?
No. It was Morrowind, right?
No way, Morrowind was part of the Daedric War. I think that was the three, and then it was...
No.
Because Clockwork City...
Clockwork City happened after Morrowind, so we had Morrowind, but Morrowind wasn't a year-long adventure. Somerset,
right? Somerset, that's why. Wasn't. That's why. Yeah, they weren't year-long adventures. So it started with Clockwork City, really.
Yeah,
there was hints to it with
the year of Vardenfell, because Vardenfell hinted towards Clockwork City. Clockwork City was the start of it, because that's when you had to deal with Nocturnal.
Yeah.
And that's when
wasn't Clavicus Vile part of the Daedric War? Because he was also the one behind the whole Morrowind, was he not? The story with Vivek losing his powers.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right.
So Vardenfell.
Been a minute since I've done Vardenfell. Like, it's been a long.
I know.
I haven't done that story since it came out.
Okay, yeah. So
a long time.
Daedric War Celebration is probably Morrowind, Somerset, Elsewhere.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
So that's probably like their event of like they've just combined all three together.
Okay. Ooh, I'm okay with that.
This makes sense.
That would make sense, because if they're doing Psijic Vault crates, they're probably expecting us to spend a lot of time in Somerset too, which would make sense.
Yeah.
So probably, yep, that makes a lot of sense.
So that'll be those three combined into one event. That'll be okay.
Okay.
We got there, everybody. We figured it out. Detective work over here. Yes. Thank you, chat, for throwing up all the things there. Clockwork City Collector's Bundle. It'll be available during the... Yes, so this makes sense. We're all totally.
Yep. We're on...
If we had read the next line in our own notes, that would have probably tipped us off on a lot of this stuff, too.
Probably.
Forgemaster Falls Home is returning to the Crown Store from today to January 20th. The Factotum Polymorphs are coming back. That's exciting. Yes. I know people are really, really excited about that. And then the next one, though, new Assisted Center Factotums.
Yes. And they're Factotums, and I love them.
I need to talk to the Elder Memes about this, because that's like the perfect fit for our, like our, Lesser Prophecies.
Yes, totally. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. And then last but not least, we have a number of pets, mounts, and furnishings that are coming to the store. So that'll be exciting.
Yes.
Also, I want to give out a big congrats and a wow, that was an epic troll to Gina Bruno. She got a promotion to the senior. She's now senior community manager at ZeniMax Online Studios, and started off the new year with a tweet saying, "Hey, I won't be the community manager at ESO anymore," which I think everybody reading went, yay! Like, it was like a collective gasp when we all read that, and then all of a sudden it was a promotion, which is way better news than her leaving ESO. So we can't have everybody moving around and shifting.
Way better.
Yeah. So congratulations, Gina. Well deserved. You've been a rock star community manager, so we look forward to see what you do there. I think our last little bit of news we have is Legends, and I will let you take that away because I also have not touched Legends in many moons.
I have not either. I'm not going to lie. I copied and pasted the notes for this one. So it is the Arsenal Gauntlet starting tomorrow until the 10th. And basically in this event, both lanes have transformed. So the left lane is the Armory lane, which grants a random friendly creature in that lane +1/+1 each time a creature is summoned into it. The right lane is the Barracks lane, which lets you draw a card whenever you summon a creature with 4 or more power into that lane. So, gosh, it's been a minute since I've played.
I know. That's what I was thinking about, too. I'm like, it's been so long. The other thing that's like, I probably said it on this podcast before, I do not think I would have believed you if you told me that we would still be getting events in 2022 for Legends.
They just released a new chapter.
What?
Yeah, it's Deadlands themed.
Hold on.
I don't know when. Yeah, when I saw it.
Where did you see that? I didn't see it anywhere.
Okay, hold on. I will show you because. Yeah, hold on. Blades.
Like they released
their main page. Yeah, so if you go to scroll. Oh, not Blades.
Oh, you're talking about. Or no, in Legends, there's a new?
Yeah. Hold on. Legends.
Jaw of Oblivion.
Yeah. Scroll down. Jaws of Oblivion. Isn't that new?
No, that was the last one that came out.
Oh.
Oh, Jaw.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Womp, womp. I thought we had some huge breaking news here, but nope. Jaws of Oblivion was the last one that came out.
Okay. I didn't know.
In 2019, I want to say. I think that's what it was. 2019 was when they came out. Oh, Doc.
Sorry. My bad.
I'm like, sorry, why didn't you add that in the notes if they added a new, like...
Well, what I was going to say, because I looked and I was like, oh, but I don't see any kind of, like, announcement that it's new. So maybe it's not super new. And apparently it's not new.
Not new at all. It's like 3 years old now, dog.
Oh, that just goes to show you how long I've played that, okay?
Yeah.
Oh. Shows you.
Awesome. Well, okay. So I think that covers all of our news. I've kind of already gone over my scholarly pursuits because, as you know, I've been sick. I have got further through Blackwood, played ESO. I also got re-addicted to Skyrim for a hot minute after the Elder Scrolls, or after the Extra Life stream. I was like, I'm just gonna play some Skyrim. So that was a lot of fun. And then, yeah, I started a new job. I spent my whole week learning how to do my job this week. So
yay!
I've had no time to play games. Actually, I had a little bit last night where I two nights ago where I played some ESO. I got a little bit further, but I'm trying to just go through the I want to get Blackwood done before the and Deadlands done before the global reveal. So I'm trying to power through that there. Yeah. So what have you been up to, Doc? Tell us every single thing you've done.
Oh gosh, I've been sick. I lost my voice. My voice refuses to come back. I've been working. I love my job. But game-wise, I've been leveling a new macro because apparently I just can't quit them.
Wait. Why?
But
armory.
My main...
I cannot understand.
Okay. No. Okay. So here, this is why, right? So you remember how I had my macro kitty?
Sure.
And that was like my main. And I still love her. I didn't want a race changer. Like I refused. I didn't want to. But I really wanted to make a dark elf. Because dark elf is super, super tough. And so, you know, that necro healer I was making, I turned it into a macro instead.
Really?
Because of the event that's been going on, I have been leveling up all the skills and everything because of that 100 XP and everything. So I was doing that because honestly, I heal, but I have my Templar healer, but there's so many healers in the guilds that I'm a part of but they're always needing DPS.
Yeah.
So they never need healers. So I was
Which is like a bizarro world.
Yeah. Cause back in the day.
Yeah. It used to be everyone's like, oh, we need a healer. Can't find a healer.
Everybody is a healer and they need DPS. And honestly, I created her and she looks so cool. And then I wasn't using her. So I was just like, all right, I'm gonna make her so that she's actually viable. So I've basically unlocked so much and been farming so much with XP. Thank you,
New Life Festival.
New Life event, yeah. Which, by the way, it came and went, guys. We totally saw it. And it when we were going to do our show, like I had typed up all the notes for the New Life event that was supposed to start that week. And then I was like, well, I guess I'm deleting these notes because it's over.
That sounds sad.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the New Life event. I used it for XP and the tickets. I got my Doom Char Plateau literally the very last day. So yes, I knew. Actually, I don't need more writs because since you're here, Demi, I actually finished leveling up all of my stamp skills too. Today.
Congrats.
So I'm done. Thanks. I leveled up Fighters Guild. So I am done. So now I just got to parse with her and play around with her and it'll be fun. But yeah, so apparently I just can't quit my crows. I love them. And then I've been doing a bunch of dungeons and trials. I'm part of an EOF, which is Extinguisher of Flames Prog, which is basically the hard modes in Sunspire. We've finished the hard mode in Fire and Ice, and we get to the final boss, and portals are kicking our booties.
You gonna get God Slayer next?
One thing at a time.
So New Year's resolution for Doc, God Slayer.
Sure.
Okay, we're calling it here right now. Doc getting God Slayer before the end of 2022.
Yeah. But I did finally finish Blackwood.
Yay.
And I also unlocked the cute little bog dog that you get from doing that that side thing.
Yeah.
Cause I wanted it. Cause I was like, oh my gosh, it's so ugly. It's adorable. And so I totally unlocked that pet and got him. And he is so freaking cute. But my son, he watched me unlock it because he was really curious about it. And so when I got it, I was like, so what should we name him? And he named him him Greeny because he's got green on his back. And so I was like, all right, it works for me. So I have Greeny the Bog Dog.
I like
and it's so stinking cute. So yeah. And then I played a lot of Halo. Because
I've been doing campaign on Halo too. It's so much fun.
I haven't done the campaign for the new one. I've done a lot of the multiplayer because my friends and I, we usually try to do like a Halo night a week.
Nice.
Like, so we'll get on and it's so much fun, but I've been doing, Halo, like I started with Halo CE, so like the old school stuff, and I've been playing through the Master Chief collection.
Oh, nice. I have the Master Chief collection. I need to play it. I used to do like Halo parties and LAN parties like way back. Like I bought like the special, like I think I still have it somewhere, like a special like cable link for Xboxes so you can link two labels two together, which was just a crossover Ethernet cable essentially that I paid like $40 for, I'm sure, which was a ripoff. But I grew up on Halo.
Yeah.
Halo and Morrowind were my like jam with my Xbox.
And it's been so fun. Like I really, really have just enjoyed it. Like, and guys, there's a side of me, like I can get away with Battlegrounds. Like I can get very competitive, but it does not compare to Halo Doc at all. Like I get very, very competitive and it's great. But it's hilarious when you have no voice and you get very competitive because it's just a lot of squeaking, yelling at other players. And so my friends are dying on chat because I'm like raging and you can't hear anything. So it's been fun. So that is what I have been up to.
Awesome. Well, I think that probably wraps us up for tonight. We're, again, I was going to say we were going to do a short one, because I don't think Doc will make it another half hour. Doc's is not going to last. And we have a lot going on. So we want to get Doc and I are actually probably going to spend the next half hour kind of going over what we're planning to do, what things are going to look like.
I got
to
learn a lot of stuff.
A lot of work. No, it'll be fine. And then we'll change it. I also have very complicated setup that it probably doesn't need to be, but we'll figure out what things are working. So I guess this is goodbye from me on the left side of the screen as the host of the podcast. It's been great. I love all of you. I'm gonna miss you all. I'm gonna miss hanging out with you guys every week and chatting about ESO. Now it'll just be, I'll hang out with you every couple of months, every month. Be a different
it's gonna
time.
Be more than
it's
that.
Probably gonna be more than that, but yeah. But I appreciate it. Thank you guys for supporting us for so long, and I hope you keep supporting us with the podcast as Doc takes over.
Yeah,
I know,
don't leave me, guys.
Doc is going to do amazing, so I have zero worry at all. Things are going to be great, so I'm not worried at all. So until next, I'm not even going to say goodbye. I'm just going to say until next time. I hope you guys have some fantastic adventures in Nern. And feel free to reach out, add me on anything, add me on social, add me on the in-game pylon. You can pylon everywhere, so you can find me. Awesome. But on behalf of that, I want to say goodbye, good luck, and I will see you all again soon.
Bye, guys. Let's go.